Is this thing on? Are you on it? We're just
going
for it.
We're just going for it.
Oh my God.
We're not running the intro.
No, I know. Who told you?
We got 3 seconds. We got 3 seconds to grab people's
attention. 3 seconds. 3 seconds. Oh my God. She just went blank. So what happened was, so Aiden lost another freaking tooth. It's like the fifth one in like 3 weeks. I can't even take this anymore. You don't understand. Well, this kid, he still got that $100 Amazon bill. So let me tell you what the Tooth Fairy did. This kid is pissed as shit. She left another note. She left another note. The Tooth Fairy sure did and said, "Dear Aiden, the Tooth Fairy said congratulations on losing another tooth. Your gift has been applied to your Amazon balance. Continue. Thank you for being a good boy, ladies and gentlemen. ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being a good boy, Aiden. I'm proud of you. Love the Tooth Fairy.
Oh, my gosh.
I ain't playing. He ain't getting a dollar until the Amazon balance is paid out. It was $100. He ain't getting no money from no Tooth Fairy.
Wait, so, no. So how many teeth does he have to lose until it's paid back?
You're so mean.
What?
How many teeth does he have to lose until it's paid back?
All of them.
this poor kid. He's going to be like pulling his teeth out to try and clear up this debt.
Are he doing chores?
I think two is enough.
He got four, five.
Two.
No, well, he got money the first tooth, I think. And then he ordered all the movies. So, no.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. He lost, though, in a very short amount of time. He lost like four teeth in like a week.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if he's like knocking him out because he's thinking he's going to get an investment here, but no. No. $100 on Amazon Prime? No. Guess what? You're going to be nine. You ain't getting shit. She ain't real, motherfucker. No.
You're mean. You're so mean.
No. $100? No, bitch. Go. You know what? Go empty the dishwasher, little boy. Go learn how to make some eggs for your brothers. Hell to the no. $100? 9 years old? Hell no. I was mowing the lawn. No. You can't tie your sneakers. Hell no.
Here's the question, though. Here's my question. Would we really trust him to run the stove?
No.
No.
Did you just said learn how to
or
make
a lawnmower? No.
Or the lawnmower?
No.
Let me play the intro while you think about that one.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this one?
UCR. We saying what we want, give it to you nonstop. Any place, anytime, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Oh, we're back.
Speaking of sneaky behavior with little ones, my daughter this morning got up out of bed really early, went into the fridge because I bought these Smarties. They're like M&Ms. And she's sitting in the bed. She comes in and like sits in the bed and is like watching TV, eating them really quietly. So then I woke up and she's like, "Dad, close your eyes." Because she knows she's not meant to be eating chocolate for she's just like really calmly though. She's like, "Dad, close your eyes." These children are just very conniving, aren't they?
Did she not notice the other guy in the bed?
There was no one in my bed.
Well, what happened?
You need to stop this.
What?
Because you're very naughty.
The guy who was pounding your kitty.
Oh, or was that
the night? Oh, I get so confused with the time zone thing. So I'm like, for me, it could have been last night or this morning. But all I know is like, I'm like doing work for the show. And then I'm like, where the fuck is Luke? Where the hell is he? And he's like, girl, oh my God. He's like smashing me into the wall.
I did not say this. This is a lie. That's a lie.
Marie. Marie like texting me in 1 minute. She's like, oh my God, I just had the best sex ever. Like, Felix was just like ramming me into the wall. Luke's like, girl, Girl.
No, Reed, he's a liar. Isn't he?
I'm like, everybody's having sex.
Not texting, but... calling.
I just briefly mentioned that I had someone that I've sort of, I'm not seeing them, but like we see each other regularly, and
Why are you defending it?
Because I'm embarrassed. And you've got a big mouth.
Why are you embarrassed?
Because
I got a friend to come and punch my kitty.
Well, you're saying you use it. Don't you still use your butt double?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Oh, my God.
It's the COVID thing. This is what they predicted, that we were going to have a lot of sex and that a lot of people are going to be pregnant. So we went into Marshall's the other day, and it seemed like everybody was pregnant. We're like, is this, like, serious right now? Like, is everybody really pregnant? So we're supposed to have, like, a baby boom.
They had nothing to do. They were locked up together.
Well, would you say that you're
the COVID baby boom.
Did your sex life increase?
Yes.
It did? Like crazy?
Actually, COVID-19, guys. COVID-19. There was just a bulletin update. I think she's... Can she hear you?
Huh?
Can you hear Jack? Jeff?
What is this?
Yes.
Yeah. Macy's Day Thanksgiving fucking parade? Hello?
No. Earth can hear you. I said, yes, for me it did, because I was home for a month and a half, and I'm normally working all the time, and my job is 10 hours. You don't get breaks. You are lucky to be able to go pee. And, you know, when I get home after that, I'm tired. I want to go to bed. So, you know, like, this has been, like, probably the most time that we've been able to spend together.
It saved your marriage, hasn't it? COVID-19 saved your marriage. Yeah.
He's not complaining about that. He's complaining about my OCD cleaning. Because what else do you do when you're in the house?
Bitch, that's because you won't let him take a shit in the downstairs bathroom.
Okay, well, listen, why is this the wrong thing for me? I have two and a half baths, right? So the two full baths are upstairs. So I have my own bathroom. He has his own bathroom. There's a half a bath downstairs that's for company. It's beautiful. There's artwork in there. I keep it clean. I don't want nobody shitting in my downstairs bathroom. Why is that such a problem? Like, walk upstairs and go take a shit. Like, it's supposed to stay clean and nice. Like, I don't want people to come and use my bathroom because it's a small little half bath and be like, phew, it smells like shit in here. Like,
oh,
why?
God, he's I need you to design my bathroom. Because mine's just I don't care what's going on in there.
All my bathrooms are different. They all have different color themes. Like, mine is, like, pink and girly and pretty and beiges and stuff. His is, like, grays and blacks. And then the downstairs is the, like, red, brown, gold stuff. It matches my downstairs. But I just feel like, you know, because it's such a small little bathroom, no window, nothing like that. Like, you don't want people, you know, pooping in there, and then if someone's like, oh man, can I use your bathroom, be like, phew, it smells like shit in here.
Okay, but how many visitors you got coming over to your house right now that your husband
I want that bathroom to be spotless. Why is that so bad? Like, I want it to be, like, nice and spotless and pretty. Like, even the toilet seat cover is white, and my sister's like, are you crazy? It's white. I was like, yes, it's white. I like it, you know, clean.
But he a grown man.
I know. That's why he takes a shit in there, and then he says, ha, 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 that's why I'm taking a shit in your half bath.
He an asshole. He assholed her. So he deserves it. So, yeah, he just walk his ass upstairs.
James, you brought up to me, speaking COVID-19, James found on The Guardian, on an international webpage, do you want to say what you found about my hometown? Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is terrible.
So, news out of Rockhampton, a Rockhampton aged care nurse.
Oh, here we go.
Shut up. Don't even. Okay. Don't do this. Don't call me out. Just let me try. Okay.
Okay. You can try, baby. It's all right.
But a Rockhampton aged care nurse with COVID-19 continued to work while sick. The nurse had continued to work at the aged care facility while unwell. Queensland Sheriff's Health, chief health officer, Jeanette Young, said she was, or she described it as very unfortunate. We are clarifying what exactly happened there. It's very, very concerning. And all I can say is to everyone out there, if you are sick with any symptoms, it doesn't matter how mild they are for this particular infection. Even with mild symptoms, you can transmit this infection to other people. If you have any symptoms, please just be ultra cautious. Isolate yourself at home and get tested. Young said there are 115 residents, 180 staff members at the aged care home who will be tested for COVID-19. The case has come out of nowhere. Now they have another case and they need to manage that case, which is what they're doing. And so that is that's a very important lesson for all of us across the state. We have not beaten the virus yet.
Yeah, well, you know, here we never had much of an outbreak at all, just some people left the Ruby Princess. So this is a little bit alarming because we're a small town. And I don't know, I think it's very unfortunate and a little bit selfish of this person to be still working while she was unwell. I don't know why somebody, you know, it's everywhere. We know that if we're not well, we need to be not only mindful of ourselves and our patients' health, but of the wider community. And yeah, I just think it's a very unfortunate thing and it's a bit alarming as well. But we'll just see what happens, I guess. We'll just see how they manage it now that they're already on top of it. And hopefully,
well, where the hell did she get sick?
Well, I'm trying to find all this out. I think she traveled to Brisbane and there was people on a flight that had it. So I don't know. I don't know the story, though. Like, really, James just brought this up to my attention 10 minutes before we come on. I'm like, oh, my God.
You sent me the story.
You went into it because I didn't read it.
Oh, I will call this out. You sent me the story.
Like, yeah, I'm like, James, quickly read this. Tell me what it's about. So,
my God. And you talk about me, James. Listen, if this bitch is over in Australia, like, here, read the Australian news. I can't be bothered. That was not an Australian accent. I don't know what the hell it was.
Yeah, it's a bit Cockney.
Pish posh, I can't hear. Read my news. I don't know what the hell is going on. He knows more about what's going on in America half the time than I do, Murray. I'm like, okay. He's like, oh, did you see what's going on with Trump? And I'm like, I don't know what the hell's going on with Peach Blossom. I don't care particularly.
Well, over here, they were encouraging people to call out. You could file for unemployment, you can get workers' comp. There was different things, like if you felt that you had the virus, to not pass it around. Yeah, so I don't know why somebody would do that if, you know, you could sit at home for 2 weeks. And
they,
you
literally
know,
doubled the benefits here for unemployment right now. The payment's completely doubled. I think they're getting like $1,100, so $550 a week just to stay home, which, I mean, it's not going to replace your wage, of course, but, you know, it'll get you by.
Yeah, what's that going to do for you, bitch? You couldn't even pay for your makeup.
Oh, hey, I've got bronzer on.
Thank God, Casper. You're finally not blinding me.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on the other day. I just didn't look good, did I? I was a bit,
like, Marie naturally looks like Snow White. It's natural. Her normal whiteness with her black hair. You, bitch, don't normally look like Snow White, so it's very unnerving when you look like a vampire.
A vampire.
We do have another guest joining us. Miss Sandy is on the line.
Oh, hey,
it's
Sandy.
Sunday.
Good day. How's everyone?
We're good. So you've obviously just heard about the case in Queensland as well.
Yeah, a little old central Queensland with a case out of nowhere, apparently. Yeah.
What? Bizarre. How do you feel about, like, what do you think the mentality is behind these people that just, do you think it's that people don't take it as seriously in these regional areas because we haven't seen it? We haven't seen it like New York's seen it.
No.
And haven't seen it.
I guess regional Queensland, hasn't seen it like that. But, I mean, we have televisions, you know, like we can see that this is serious. And I mean, the absolute lack of regard for older people as well. To go to a nursing home, I'm not sure, we're not clear yet whether this person was symptomatic, and if they knew or had any idea, but I mean,
I think that article says that she was unwell.
Well, that's, yeah, I'm sorry, but continue
to work.
I'm really maybe disappointed.
Maybe she was trying to get to the well, kids.
I just think it's disappointing. Very disappointed that people aren't following public health precautions around this. I mean, it is serious, and a nursing home, I mean, we know that older people are extremely susceptible and vulnerable to COVID. So, yeah.
Well, let's be honest too. This very same thing happened down south, where one of the biggest outbreaks was in a nursing home due to another staff member doing this very same thing. So I don't know what the answer is, really, because people just aren't being mindful of just what can happen.
Well, maybe they think they're being an angel of mercy.
No, Jeffrey. I ain't going there with you.
No.
I mean, here's the thing, though. I don't know what the care is like in Australia. I don't. But I know in America, the place specifically where my uncle was, if I was a nurse that saw the care that these people got, knew what their lives were like, and I could see somebody looking at a very hopeless situation for a lot of people thinking maybe this was a better option for them. I could see that mentality. I could understand it. It's a good way to go.
My mom works in a place like that, and she wouldn't even see us, her own children, her grandchildren, in fear that one of us could be sick, give it to her, and then in turn, she would bring it to the residents, because she said so many of them were holding on by a thread that if it went in there, it would have killed so many of them. And, you know, we are going to stay away from each other for a while. You know, we talk on the phone and stuff just for the safety for what she does for a living.
Yeah, so, and I think a lot of us have done that. Like, we've all been, at one point I had even pulled my daughter out of daycare, which we spoke about, just to lessen that chance. And then when here was very stable, there was no outbreak in our town. So I was like, okay, well, then she can resume going, because they didn't shut down the daycare. And that was my choice, though, to sort of protect my family, because my concern mostly was that if someone in the community had it and it was, you know, transmitted through a daycare, it could then go home to my mother, because my mother's one of the carers for my child.
I mean, in Australia at the moment as well, we have an aged care royal commission happening right now. There's a huge inquiry into care standards at aged care facilities, and it's not too different from what, you know, Jeffrey and Murray have, you know, described, that, you know, there is really poor care for the aged people. And I think it's the attitudes in society towards aging people, just the discarded, you know, peoples. Like, they just get discarded and disrespected. So, yeah, I'm so disappointed with hearing that someone was symptomatic. I didn't know that they knew they were unwell, turned up to work, and has potentially jeopardised the health of some very vulnerable people here in central Queensland. Disappointing.
I think it's probably indicative of our society right now, though. Everyone's a little bit selfish, aren't they? I think this mentality of, like, oh, me, 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 you know, I'll go to work, I'll be fine. And I think that attitude needs to shift for the greater good.
But, okay, also, what if it was not, even if it wasn't symptomatic, but what if it was so mild they thought it was allergy?
A cold, yeah.
Just a simple cold, you know? Like, I wouldn't think anything of it, but because there's people that
are... We've been told to be aware of any symptom at all. Like, our public health promotion going on here in Australia is anything at all. You have an itchy butt, you could have COVID, you know? Like, get it sorted.
But if you're talking about in a pressured situation where you're working in one of those places where there's nobody to cover, they're already running in a place where there's no coverage, there's nobody to fill in when you're sick, there's nobody to come in, you know, where, I mean, because one of the girls that I know now is in this situation to where she's ending up going in on a Friday. She's supposed to get out, you know, she would go on Friday evening at like 11, you know, so she would get out Saturday morning. Definitely breaking the law, but she's working till Sunday night.
Yeah, and here's the problems with privatization of healthcare. You know, here are the issues right in front of you. You privatize healthcare, and these are the problems that you're going to get. You're going to get a workforce that are pressured because there is a, it's in the market. Like, you know, like there's these elements now that you can't avoid in a private healthcare market. And I mean, we're seeing it increasingly.
No, these are actually in state. There's no employees. And then you take all these people out. I mean,
how does it work over there actually?
Yeah, it's a bit different here with like without even our state stuff, even though a majority of it is state run, it is in the market. You know, like that's, it's interesting, I guess. Yeah, I'd be very interested to know how it is.
Well, there's like state housing and then there's like different branches of like privatization.
Mm.
So there's state-run homes and then there's like group homes. So for different like categories. So
but shouldn't that have been who got the test? Like, I know everyone couldn't go and flock and get tests, but shouldn't that have been readily available to people who are working in hospitals or with elderly people? I mean, if you start sneezing or coughing, you should be able to get tested for it because they need to know right away to protect everyone.
Definitely if you're symptomatic, but I think they were discouraging people. There was a worry at one time that there wasn't going to be enough testing stuff. So they were sort of discouraging everyone from running to get tested. And they were like, only if you really are like meeting certain criteria should you exhaust a test for that.
Well, there wasn't any here either. I mean, and that was the problem.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, and I think it still is, you know, like we couldn't open up here in central New York because we didn't meet testing criteria.
But it's a competition for Trump, though. We've all seen that. Yeah.
I think that's
the most. Yeah. So he says. Yeah.
Whole presidency. You know,
she bought up Peach Blossom. You're going to get Jeffrey gone, Sandy.
It's not even really him. It's not just him, though. It's Nancy Pelosi. It's all of them. Everybody kind of in politics, it's about who's got the biggest dick and who's got the best Botox, who's got the best weave. You know, it's not about... It's
become a circus, hey.
Yeah, it really is. The biggest reality show. It's a fucking joke. None of them care.
Too dissimilar here. Absolutely. Like we have our premiers, right? For each state and territory. And each time that they're doing their press release and they're, you know, discussing testing or, you know, new cases, they will talk about how well their state is testing and how they're ahead of other, you know, nations. And it's like, we don't give a fuck, you know? We just want everyone.
Oh, my God, Marie, you got to start to... I've been getting on the Facebook Live thing. You know how, guys, you can get on that little app on the Facebook and you click, like, the watch thing, right? Mm. So if you kind of, like, skip through a few videos, it hits live, right? So you go through and I like found some channels where I get Australian news. So I started watching Australian news. There is the hottest guys in government in Australia. I'm like, yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir. No. Yes, sir. I don't know who the fuck they are, but I'd fuck them all.
Steve Miles? What about Steve Miles? I mean, he's the health minister for Queensland. He's a younger guy. Is that who you're thinking of?
Who's some of the men I've sent you that I'm like,
I don't know. Like, I'm terrible at politics. I'm sorry. I only know just a few, like, the figureheads, like our premier, Pauline.
Mark McGowan?
No, but I'm like, Australia, it looks hot as fuck. I'm thinking it's time for a change. Give me the kangaroos and eat.
At my dad's funeral, Jeffrey was videotaping the guy who was in charge of who owns the funeral home. So we're sitting there, we're talking to him, and the next thing we see is this guy buffing the hearse, and Jeffrey's watching him, like videoing him the whole time.
Oh my god. Oh, Jeffrey. Total, like, time total, and play.
Total pound me too. Like, I'm like, you know, in a,
Listen, Jeffrey. But not only Jeffrey, all my aunts and everyone were flirting with him, giddy. Yeah. Like, he's a good looking guy. And they were all like, this is at my dad's funeral. Yeah. Yeah.
Disgraceful, Jeffrey.
Seriously, question your taste level, Jeffrey. Pete, I mean, buddy, I mean, I don't know what the hell's going on with your profile picture. So, why you got pictures of little girls?
Oh no!
The fuck you doing? Are you just going to talk about my taste level?
Oh come on! Ooh. I think we needed some. We needed pictures of these people, but I don't have access to them right now. Because then we could go through, you know, we could do a hot or not.
Wait, we're talking about Pettigrast. So, right. So, yes. All of a sudden, I look up, Pettigrast is there buffing the hearse, right? He's just buffing it, you know? And he's bending over, and I'm like, oh my God. And then I look over and realize all the aunts and everything, everybody's watching him, and they're like, hey. So I'm like, all right, girls, check this out. So everybody's like watching, just buffing it. Meanwhile, though, I'm on my phone, right? Outside doing my bad habit. I'm talking shit about him buffing it, catching the view. I'm not thinking about the iPad in the room with the dead body.
The priest. With the priest.
With the rest of the family. And dude's wife. Talking shit about
we love broadcasting this.
Yes. So meanwhile, like, I don't know where the wife is. Oh, and I'm talking about, and then my uncle's like, oh, he's straight, Jeffrey. And I'm like, that ain't stopped me before.
Oh my God.
The priest was in there near the iPad, remember?
Maybe. He could have been at that time.
Yes.
Bitch, I don't care. I got no shame. None. At least he know. And you know what?
Well,
call me Jerry. Call me.
He's a really nice guy. And, I think he comes across as flirty, I would say. Because my aunt swears that he implied while they were picking out the casket that he was going to marry her in their next life or something.
You talk about me being this bitch. Look at her time of business.
Yes. I was like, okay. Like, what are we talking about here? Oh, it was funny for sure.
Everybody in the whole family want to bang the dead dude or the dead, you know, the guy that works with the dead people.
Yes. And he works with dead bodies. Like, and it's like, kind of creepy. And they're all like, oh, he's so hot. Like, I'm just like, okay.
Speaking of promiscuity, didn't you want to bring up today, Jeff, cheating as well? You wanted to discuss that. Yeah.
But wait, here's the thing, James.
People who cheat on their partners.
No, but there was something else about a live video now. What the hell was it about? Oh my God. You guys missed it. So I don't know if you heard about this or not, right? Before we get into a serious topic. So I'm so fucking nosy, right? So I love it when two people start fighting on Facebook. I am all up in it. I'm dedicated. I'm a follower. Like, I'll go and friend request the other person if we're not friends. So I get the whole scoop and then go travel on their wall and look what their friends got to say. Like, I'm invested. I'll throw requests to their friends to see what they got to say. You know what I'm saying? So, my friend, he posted some shit about this chick who says some shit about a cat. And it was crazy. There was like thousands of comments. I was reading comments for over an hour, wasn't even finished. And she shut it down. So it's nuts. So all week I've been tagging them in shit. Like, yo, look at these two bitches is fighting. Look at this, look at this, look at this. Whatever. So I'm in the Facebook watch live thing, right? And you can watch live videos of whatever's live on Facebook. You can go into some doozies. Oh my God. So all of a sudden, it's this chick, right? She's out of her mind. Out of her mind. Now, normally, I'd be like, oh, this ain't good. Somebody needed to call somebody. But this has been going on for a minute. So clearly, somebody's already taking care of business. So I'm just here to enjoy the show. Jerry Springer ain't on no more. I don't care. Fuck you. You can judge me all you want. Email somebody who cares. I don't care. Judge me. You can add me on Twitter. Fuck the Facebook me. Fuck off. Don't care. So this bitch is cracked out of her mind. Looked like she on some drugs, but drinking. I don't know. But she messed. Somebody call her on the phone and she's like, yo, tell them I'm a celebrity. I'm a millionaire. Just come over here. All right. Or I come to you, whatever. I'm like, what is going on? It looks like she's in a hotel room. People are commenting all kinds of crazy shit. She kind of messed up. And then she's swinging and dancing, doing all kinds of shows for us. What if somebody starts hollering at the door and she be yelling shit? I don't know who's down there. Is somebody doing Say Anything? I think somebody's doing Say Anything for me down in the thing. Oh my God, somebody's doing Say Anything down in the yard.
Oh my gosh.
Is that Stefan? Oh. James, go look.
Oh my gosh, hang on.
Is that Stefan? Oh. I think it really is. I think he's got a boombox right now out in the yard doing Say Anything. Because I see the flashlight.
Oh my God, they are.
What is he playing?
Oh my God, something. I don't know. I couldn't hear it.
I couldn't hear it. I legit couldn't hear the music, but they were totally doing something over by the window, and I really hope they didn't just wake the boys up.
Oh, those sons of bitches. Mm-hmm. Payback's a motherfucker.
Tomorrow.
Oh.
Do we want to talk about how when your cousin Dale came to your house, you were spraying disinfectant out the window at him? Do you have an issue with people coming to your house with COVID-19 right now?
Well, I'm just saying, he like a virus. So I figure, you know, might as well. Bleach kills viruses. So I figure maybe.
James is like, what is all over the wall? Like, why is there stuff all over? And Jeffrey's like, oh, I was, would you say you were spraying it, killing a virus?
Bleach, so yeah. I was trying to get rid of a virus. Because these situations.
Was that because Trump told you to use bleach?
No, this is way before that. It's because he's the virus.
Oh boy.
And I've tried many other ways to get rid of him.
This whole thing's just sidetracked again.
It is.
You did want to talk about cheating, Jeffrey. People who cheat. What's the mentality?
Listen. This crackhead put us in the drawer when a drug dealer showed up. So she's cutting up the drugs. You can hear her like slicing up the drugs. And people are losing their mind. So she's talking to the drug dealer and gives her phone number out. People start calling her ass left and right. And start fucking pranking her ass. Telling her all kinds of shit while we're in the drawer. And she finally catches on after like 10 minutes that it's us in the drawer calling her. So she whips open the drawer and starts cussing us out and tells us to stop calling her. Or she gonna fucking end the Facebook Live and we won't get to listen to her do drugs no more.
Oh my God.
Like, what it was the greatest fucking loser. She's a fucking genius. Like, if you're going to be a drug addict, at least turn it into a profitable experience. She is paying for her fucking habit.
She's going to get arrested.
Absolutely. But this is going to have bail money.
Oh my God.
Genius. And they like, she had a nickname. They all knew it. Mm-hmm. They called her whatever her fucking name was. Like, she had an audience. Motherfucker had like 700 people in there. They fucking knew her. They would. I was like, get the fuck out of here. Like, this is. I mean, it was. I'm like, this is genius. Like, why couldn't I be 20 again? Like, I probably. Oh my God.
Cindy, you found your new favorite thing. Facebook live videos of
you
drug
addicts. You bet your ass I followed her. I'm like, I was riveted because the thing, the people commenting while we're in the drawer was a show in itself. I mean, it was the greatest fucking thing I've ever, like, and you could hear her fucking cutting up the drugs and the shit she was saying to the drug dealer was just, and then they were talking about her hooking. And she was like, oh, maybe I sucked out there. I mean, it was just insane. And then she's like, these people are listening. And he's like, I don't give a fuck about them. I mean, it was just, and James like kept coming in and out. He's like, are you still watching that? Like, it was going on. I mean, the video fucking was like almost 3 hours that she had this live thing going on and people were just fucking hooked. I'm like, how?
It only can happen right. It only makes sense right now because people have nothing to do because everyone's in the house. Because I would not spend 3 hours doing that. Like I couldn't. And this is the same guy who said my sisters have not been getting along, and we were having a family get together. And he goes, "If you don't put me on FaceTime if they start fighting, I'll never fucking forgive you again." So he's like, I'll be waiting by my phone. He's like, just prop me up somewhere so I can watch it. And I was like, well, I don't know that they're going to get into it, but I promise. So they had to come into contact with each other. And I'm thinking, oh shit, where's my phone? Jeffrey's going to kill me if I don't get him on the phone while they're arguing or whatever. But yeah, he loves the drama. He wants to call everyone on three-way. He wants to be included in everything. So that's totally Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, you are, you live for drama, Jeff.
I'm
loves
a nosy bitch. I don't want to be in it, though. Like, I don't want it in my life. Like, me. But I love everybody. Like, I love hearing about it. And it's I'll tell you who's involved in this. I'll call his ass out right now. Anthony Sacco, you can look him up. He'll be so mad, I told you. It's his fault. He made me that way when I worked for him at Charades out of Syracuse. We would sit at the bar and make fun of people. We were mean girls. And it didn't matter if you didn't like us because we were mean girls because you couldn't sit at our fucking table anyways.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
It's still fucking true. I don't care. At least I'll tell you the truth. Mm-hmm.
But you've been that way your whole life, so it doesn't, for me, it's just who you are. Like, and sometimes he says some really crazy stuff and I'm just like, all right, I'm going to take that with a grain of salt because that was just a little left. Just a little left. So, yeah.
I do have to give it to Jeff, though. It's always entertaining.
Yes.
You never know what's coming out of that mouth next.
No.
And you just, sometimes you're just bracing yourself. You're like, like, I'm going to have anxiety from doing these shows. I'm like, where's he going to go? What's he going to say next?
Just don't have them on speakerphone. Just be careful if you're out anywhere and you have them on speakerphone, because there's been plenty of times I was talking to him and I was like, oh shit, like that. I know where that conversation's going. Let me not let people listen.
Here's the thing. Like, if you tell me or if I hear that I'm on speakerphone and I know you're in public, like, come.
He's going to do it anyway.
Right.
I know.
Like,
yeah.
That's going to purposely, like, set me up to, like, Come on, because fuck you, because here's the thing. I know if I'm in public and I'm on speakerphone with one of you bitches, you're totally doing it to me. So, fuck you.
Well, did you still want to do your topic about people who cheat, or do you reckon leave that for another time?
Lucas, like, let's stay on topic for once. Can we stay on topic just one time? Just one show.
Like, I wish I could just show. Oh, wait, no, it's this way. Like, the Clarissa explains it all. Like,
oh, push me off.
We always be staying on topic. These bitches. Okay, no, because there's many things to talk about. So here's the thing. We're going to start doing three WAP bitches who like to talk about dick.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. Look at Luke. He's like, what is this? What? I'm Australian.
It's taken a bad turn again already.
Listen, and here's the thing. If you talk to this bitch off the show, he's the most foul mouth. Whore bag, so improper. Yes.
I'm a good boy, Marie. He's exaggerating.
Marie, he's such a white claw drinking white trash bitch. And Like, I'll tell you what. Like, I was so horrified when he got here. Like, I'm like, well, how bad could it be? He's a nurse. This bitch was at Walmart every fucking 5 hours going to buy some more junk food and white clothes.
Mm-hmm. No. It was Walmart and it was McDonald's. He had to have his McChickens.
My dollar McChicken. Oh, yummy. Yeah.
Which does not sound like a bad idea tonight.
And Wendy's. Wendy's, too. Mm-hmm. Remember, we were doing a trip through Wendy's.
Listen, do you have Chick-fil-A? Do you have Chick-fil-A in Australia?
No, like, not here.
Oh my god, it's like the best. Like
they hate the game. Like,
do you have Chick-fil-A at
Chick-fil-A is still good. They can hate the gays all they want.
Is it in Syracuse? We'll do you have one in Syracuse?
Yeah. There's one in Syracuse.
Take me, please.
Oh, I will. Please. Totally will. I don't care if they hate
the
gays.
I need to eat all this fried chicken.
Yeah.
He doesn't hate gays.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm a fucking hypocrite. I don't give a fuck. That's just like Hobby Lobby. Bitch, I don't care if you don't care about abortion or you don't want to pay for it. I don't care if you hate the gays. I like your shit.
Oh, well, there you go. I mean,
okay.
We
did just get a comment in our chat room that's from a woman named Peggy. That says, "Hi, you look like an intelligent group. I have a question, please."
Oh Lord Jesus!
And I'm
wrong already. You're wrong, Peggy.
Peggy, what?
But go
Peggy
ahead.
What? Peggy, what?
Let's hear it, Peggy. We might be on a slight delay, but
I want to know the last name. Does she work for NAFTA?
No, it's not Peggy Howell.
That would have been amazing. Oh, we got to talk about that.
Peggy. Yeah.
Okay. What kind of while we're waiting for Peggy? So, okay, kids. So we got this sex show coming up. Well, actually, I'll let Lou talk about that, right? And then I'll say how it connects to what I got to say.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, so I've finished editing the show. It took me a little bit longer than I hoped.
So if it looks like shit, it's Luke's fault.
It is.
I'm just kidding.
I watched it. Hold on. I watched it, and it doesn't look bad. It's
okay. And I managed to pad it out, like give it some extra stuff that we're able to do after the fact. So I think it works well. My trailer is a little bit misleading. It's like, but you know, that's the nature of, you know, advertising.
Yeah, it's a lot of graphics.
But yeah, no, that's upcoming. And we were joined by Jenny Ketchum, who is an author. She was a pornographic actress under the name Penny Flame, who was quite a prominent star in the industry back in the day. I think she retired from the industry about 2012. And that's what she says. That. She's like, Penny Flame will be 26 forever. So she was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed kicking it with
Just
Jenny.
For her fucking thing yet?
Yeah, the phone zone challenge as well. Can you bang that over quickly, James? Because we've all signed up. I've still got to do my Zoom message, my Zoom meeting with Katie, the girl that's like the assistant. Every time we arrange a time, it's not working out. So I don't know. I've just told her, look, just email me and we'll just arrange it like as best we can because of the time difference here. It's really hard. I think like 8 a.m. over there is like 1 a.m. here or something.
Oh, yeah, because they're in L.A., so they're three different.
I'm going to, Debbie, I promise. I'm going to read her question.
Okay. But, so.
Go ahead.
Yeah, join us for Phone Zone Challenge, guys. It's phonezonechallenge.com. Participate in the study. It's sort of teaching people like mindfulness about, you know, not just living on your phones and being, you know, we're all addicted to it right now. I think it's just the nature of the COVID probably hasn't helped, but we're just living on social media a little bit. I think Jeffrey definitely needs this intervention. And it's 30 days. It's got some stuff in there, like, you know, practicing some meditations. You've got limited times you're allowed to use your phone. Like, you set yourself times where you can use it so you're not completely cold turkey and you're using it for things you do.
Clearly you didn't read the instructions. So anyways, Yeah, but so yeah, the showgirls, the show with the hooker, it's gonna be great. It's fantastic. Make sure.
You that's terrible.
What?
Oh, can we play the promo quickly?
Oh,
yeah.
Can we? Oh, yay!
Marie, on this special edition of Uncensored Radio.
Best boobs in Central Queensland. Haven't had anyone prove me wrong yet.
Very misleading.
No, we had another one. No, there was another one.
It was off graphic.
That was the only one that was on YouTube.
Maria, no, I see them a both homo up in the background. I thought I saw a homo.
Oh, you did. Oh, shit. Sorry, hang on.
I did.
Sorry.
Thank you, James.
I only saw that one. Sorry.
Thanks, James. And boy, sorry, Peggy. We will get homo to you.
We're such a first-rate show.
Stop it, Jeffrey.
Hang on. God damn it.
These are some wings.
I thought what I saw was the sex show. So I didn't see Treaser.
I did too.
Treaser.
What are you talking about?
God damn it.
He messed up.
Okay. I messed up. I don't know
what's happening. Oh, Lord. Here we go again. We're going to see some ass licking comments. Oh, this is going to be good.
Or knowing risks. Some examples of this, particularly in the pornography.
Riveting, Luke, riveting.
Prolapsed anus. Uh-huh.
Jenny.
Oh, she's leaving, girl. She's like, I'm fucking done with y'all yokels.
Coming up this week on Uncensored Radio.
Wow, that's a whole lot of theme song.
It was. I had to really put something quickly together. Leave me alone. My work shift.
Jeffrey,
work.
You say you used to be a mean girl. You are still a mean girl.
Oh, he's
thank
terrible.
You, thank you. Thank you.
All right.
I mean, it's just so mean.
Look, so. It just naturally trips off my tongue.
This is Peggy's question. And I'm honestly, I'm just going to put it on the screen. So we're just going to show it on screen here.
Okay. I'm not entering into that. I'm sorry, Peggy. That's filth.
Oh, my God, I love it. I pierced my clit and I linked it to my ass with a milk jug ring. I decided to name it the clitbert.
Yeah.
Do you think I can patent it? If I get diarrhea, will I get infected? Will Trump lick it?
Yeah, will cool. Trump lick it?
Peggy.
Wow. Is that her face? Do you think that's a real profile?
It has to be satire, but Peggy, you've got a lot of issues. And oh, I think getting diarrhea or a UTI is very, very low on the list of your problems.
Want to see.
Oh my God. Like, seriously? I'm loving the comments that she's posting in the chat room. Like,
I just want to see a lady that looks like that actually say that.
I was just wondering because I don't want to break any patent laws.
I don't know. Maybe if Sandy was still here, she could probably arrange some counseling for you or go through Seattle Anxiety, Peggy, because I think
I want to become Arby's for Halloween, like the Arby's classic recipe sandwich.
No, I can't deal with this woman. It's terrible.
Okay, Blondie, get it over with. Let's go.
Excuse me,
I'm old as fuck. I don't have a day.
Look at Marie, she's gonna pass out. She can't handle the
ball. Well, that's true, Peggy. You will be dead sooner than us.
So wait, Luke.
I just really
oh my God. So listen. Marie and I were talking because we have like crazy weird allergies. We have weird phobias. Like my mother used to take us camping as kids and we like would freak out about bugs. And Marie was like, oh, I'd love to go to Australia. And then she was telling me about this and she was showing me. Marie.
Yeah, no, I saw this. I was like, I would love to go to Australia. And so then I saw this post on Facebook where it was like, I always wanted to go to Australia and then saw like the kind of bugs and stuff that you have over there. And I was like, I can't. We have those flying palmetto bugs and I run like and scream like and break brooms and like literally about have a heart attack over it. So I sent James some pictures of what you supposedly have over there, Luke. So we're wanting to know if it's true.
I'll so we got to see.
Look at the pictures.
All right.
Hell no.
Hercules moth.
Hell fucking no.
I've never seen one of those, but it's Northern Australia. Because I live in Central.
It's endemic to New Guinea and Northern Australia. It has a wingspan of 27 centimeters, making it the largest moth found in Australia. And its wings have the largest documented surface area, 300 square centimeters, of any living insect.
Jeffrey's face.
It's as big as his fucking hand, bitch. If I saw that fucking thing, I would crash my car. I mean, I would hit only. I mean, it would. I'll fucking die.
Okay, the spiders. The spiders.
Spiders.
Let's have a look at spiders.
Yeah, but how big
what?
Is that?
You've like, seen those?
I can't really.
Yeah, I've seen one before.
This I've might be black the widows.
It's the deadliest spider in Australia. It's found in suburban neighborhoods of Sydney. Like, it's deadly. Like, I would
die.
Yeah,
we have like, so many things. Like snakes are really bad here, too.
Like, I asked you that, Jeffrey, if they get snakes in their toilets, if that's true. Like, you sit down and there'll be, like, a snake in your toilet?
Probably if you're a bit more rural, yeah. Like, once my sister and I were, because we lived a little bit out of town, and I was holding open a screen door for my sister, while she was getting her shoes on, we were going into town. I'm like, oh, hurry up, hurry up. And then as she started to walk out, I realized there was this huge brown snake coiled through the screen door. And I couldn't even say anything because I was just like shocked. And as she come walking out of the house, it lunged for her and it missed her, thank God. And it like hit the ground and slithered straight off. But it happened so quickly. And it was like, you know, after something frightening like it happens, like then all your adrenaline hits after the fact. And you're just like, oh. Yeah, but that's common stuff. Like, my mother, like, would find them always behind the washing machine. She's terrified of snakes.
No,
she'd
be
running.
No. Look at Jeffrey.
And you know that scene from The Craft when all the snakes are hanging from, like, the thing? That actually happened at our house.
No.
You still want to come to Australia?
No.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
It's warm.
Nah, bitch.
the attractive politicians don't really do it for you anymore.
Bitch, I will be walking around with a motherfucking machete. I don't give a fuck where I am. I'll be in the grocery store like I'm fucking in the Outback, okay? Being like, bitch, I ain't going nowhere without the machete. Kids, here. Gabe, I don't care you only 4 years old. Here's the machete for you, honey. It is. I don't care if you're black and 9 years old and we in fucking foreign country. You ain't going nowhere without a machete. Tyler, I know you're gay and you're kind of a little pussy-ish, but you're going to need a machete, honey.
That's right.
Because there's snakes. Bitch, you're going to die. I don't know.
Oh my God.
We can't fuck with this place. Machete, you kids.
Oh my God!
No, about that? What about that centipede? I can't.
The centipede. The centipede.
Oh hell! Fucking no!
Do you see those?
No.
It's
I've seen centipedes before, but not as common. But I've seen them.
No.
Like that.
That one looks particularly.
What the
massive,
fuck is that?
Though.
That's not natural. That's something not from here. That can't be from Earth.
What if you went to the bathroom at night and that was in your bathroom?
Nah,
I wouldn't be able to pee. I would just have to hold it.
I'd be dead.
They brought that back from the moon. That's not.
I remember I had a huge once I was in the shower and on the shower screen, this huge shadow just come over. It was like a scene from Arachnophobia, and it was a massive spider just sitting on the glass. And I had to stay in the shower for like an hour because no one could help me. I'm like yelling, "Someone help me!"
Fuck that! No,
because there's another spider that has really long legs that I sent you. It's like black, and it said it's really common over there. And I was like, I can't.
Can you guys get huntsman spiders? Oh yeah, that one I've seen outside. Things. Yeah, I walk through those webs all the time because they're everywhere right now, and they like stuck on your face, crawling on your face, and you're like.
No, oh, fuck no. No, that can eat a baby.
It said it eats small birds. It said it can eat small birds.
It says it's the size of a bird.
And you've seen those. I don't. I can't. I just.
Ugh. You've seen one of those, Luke?
You know,
I have.
I've seen memes on Facebook that said when God was creating the world and when he created Australia, that was his dark period because of all of the
everything that can kill you.
Yeah, all of the things that can kill you down there.
Nah, we have deadly animals. You guys have guns. So, you know. And Peggy's got clitoral piercings. They're probably going to kill her with a secondary infection. So, you know.
No wonder why Luke's like, yeah, I moved to America. I could see why.
Yeah.
I would run. It's a good thing I can sprint. I would run.
Why? The more I think about it, I think about Nancy Pelosi's face and that other fucking dude that stands next to her time to time. And I don't ever know what it's going to look like. And then I think of Peach Blossom. You know what? That spider, not such a bad gig.
Leave little Peachy alone. Are you saying he's a more deadly predator than
all those than fucking things?
Born.
Yes.
Him and Nancy Pelosi and whatever the fuck they are. That tall motherfucker that stood next to her, you can't tell. Like, their faces changed on the regular. Who that dude? What's his name?
Okay, so Jeff, if Nancy Pelosi and Peach Blossom are hanging over a volcano on a, you know, both on a rope, but you can only save one. Who are you cutting into the lava?
Both of them.
Oh, we lost Marie. Oh, no. It's them centipedes, man. They got her. And I
oh, bitch. Where's Reeby? Where's Reeby? Centipede! You remember that shit?
I was fine all, the whole time, and now all of a sudden it started to act up. That was me.
Well, guess what, though, Marie? We made it to the end, though, so we're okay. We got to the show.
I know.
It.
I'm like five minutes to go, and I was listening to Luke, and I'm like, he's frozen. What happened?
No, honey, that's just what his face looks like on a regular basis from all that Botox.
I haven't had Botox, but I really want to get some or fillers. I want to try it. Would you guys ever get it done?
I'm too allergic to everything. I have too many allergies. I'd probably die. I would probably die.
Well, how about I'll even do a video of them injecting me and we'll put it up on the YouTube.
Well, I want to go learn how to slaughter animals and I want to do a video on that.
Oh, like you are sick.
I can barely eat meat.
So why do you want to kill an animal?
Well, because I feel like right now it's important to probably learn. So I figure why not for entertainment value, go against all of my principles and values.
What are you going to kill?
And go learn a useful skill. Probably a pig.
Oh my gosh.
We're going to call it March on the Moon.
I'm like, I don't know if I'll throw up, I'll cry. Like, I have no idea. And the thing is, I'm going to force myself to get to know the pig first.
Oh, that's sick. You are sick.
You
are so full of crap.
I swear to God, I'm trying to set this up. I swear to God, I'm trying to set it up. Go look at my Facebook page. You'll be able to see who it is. You probably know him.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, when are you going to do this?
I'm trying to like hook it up because there's so many pigs for free, right? Cows and shit. I called my Aunt Rosie. I was like, you still got that horse trailer? Let's go pick up the three kids, pigs and cows. It's like, we'll start, you know, killing them.
I'm actually a little bit mortified. Like, really?
I'm like, let's go save all the local businesses.
Listen, I heard pigs that are raised for slaughter are really mean, especially the male pigs. Like, they become Cherie. Cherie tried that for a little while, and they were mean as hell. Like, them pigs were real mean.
Then I really won't have a problem killing them, will I?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know.
I'll be like, fuck you, Wilbur. Pop.
Oh, boy.
Oh. I can't kill an animal. Camera.
Like, that motherfucker come attacking me, you're just going to see me be like...
No, because I've been trying to start all this. Like, I still eat meat myself, but I'm trying to cut it way back. And I'm trying a lot of, you know, Christine's vegan options of stuff, and the meals are really beautiful.
No, me too, me too.
Then you're going to go and do this.
Well, because my thing is, it's not about like going to like kill an animal just to kill an animal. You know what I mean?
You're
going to
eat it.
Yeah, obviously. Like, it's about learning a skill. And, you know, I'm filming it for the show, but I genuinely want to
learn to be a butcher.
I think you the slaughter process.
Yeah.
The slaughter process with the pigs a little bit more complicated. I remember I watched a show, it was called Kill It, Cook It, Eat It. And they would take all these people into like an abattoir, and it was like vegetarians as well as meat eaters. And they'd actually have to kill an animal and then eat it. And there was, it was exactly what we're going to see with you, Jeff, like crying on the floor and vomiting, you know, and passing out. And I'm excited for that part of you.
I don't know if I want to see. You got to have a cooler to hang the meat in. I'm like, excuse me. So I was like, I know somebody that's got a walk-in cooler. Like, hold on, let me make a call. You know, he's like, are you serious? I'm like, bitch.
I will tell you, I watched an episode of How It's Made once, and I watched how they made chicken nuggets, and for the longest time, after that.
I used to terrorize.
Don't do it.
I used to send them pictures of the chicken going around in the machine and be like, you want chicken nuggets now, bitch? We ain't going to fucking McDonald's.
My husband spearfishes, so he records it. So he goes down in full scuba gear, and he shoots them under the water with sharks and Goliath groupers and everything else. And then they put them in a cage under the water because the sharks are circling, going after them. And then he comes home, he cleans them and does all that, and he makes me fresh fish that he just shot. And
wait, see, I could do that. I could do that. I can kill a fish. And I can eat fish fine in good conscience.
Big fish.
I could even probably kill a chicken if I had to. Like if I had to. But nothing, and I couldn't. No, the pig and the cows and that. No, I don't know, Jeffrey, how I feel.
Cows are so cute.
Marie, does he go down with a Cuba tank or a Norco?
Yeah. No, he has a tank. He has air.
Shout out to Ralphie May.
Because of the norkel.
Ralphie May.
Oh, I remember the Cuba down.
I can't. Every time I hear it.
It's a group of firefighters, police officers, you know, military guys, bunch of dudes that go on a boat and they go and kill things.
Will you tell my new favorite Metro cousin-in-law I want to go spear fishing with him, but I don't want to chuck the spear. I just want to go along for the swim.
For the swim? Okay. With sharks.
Yeah. No, that I would like. Well, yeah, because I mean, obviously.
We need to send you down to GoPro because then we'll get some good entertainment. Jeffrey screaming like a woman underwater.
They all wear GoPros and they record what they're doing down there and everything. Yeah.
Oh,
it's crazy. I'm like,
don't get it confused, bitch. I'll bring a spear. Because let me tell you what. Right. Jaws come chomping near me, motherfucker. I'm getting that bitch in the eyeball.
Usually, if there's too many sharks, they'll move to a different dive area.
I don't give a fuck what Florida law is. If fucking Jaws come chomping near me, I don't care if I'm in his home or not. Bitch, gotta go.
Well, I don't think there's anything against killing sharks. I don't think so. I know Goliath groupers are, you're not allowed to mess with them at all. That they're protected. So you'd have to... It's a Goliath grouper. It's a massive grouper. Felix said he's like the size of a love seat. And they will come harassing you for your fish. And they clang their tongues and make a like metal clanging noise.
Yeah, I think I've seen
that. They eat baby sharks and stuff.
Yeah.
So they deal with that down there because, you know, they have fish and he wants their fish. So they had to have a different system, like a cage down there, because they were getting chased up to the boat by sharks and stuff for the fish.
Oh, gosh. Haven't they seen that movie with Mandy Moore?
I know.
sharks are my fear. I can deal with a snake or a spider. You put me in the water with the shark, I'll be dead. The shark don't even have to look at me. I'll be just dead.
Well, these guys,
my soul will be gone.
They're all, you know, they're all like cops and firefighters. They're all thrill-seeking kind of people, so they like that stuff. I told them have fun. Good thing they all got life insurance policies on them. That's what I'm thinking. Because it's dangerous.
I think that is probably the one like thrill-seeking thing like I could handle.
Mm-mm. Not me. I'm not doing that.
I think set it up, Jeff. Let's watch.
That and killing a pig.
But you'd have to take a scuba class though, because you have to know how to breathe. You have to know that you can't come up right away. You have to, you know, so you don't get the bends. Like, there's a lot to it. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to wear fins because you have to be able to come up.
You didn't see that picture that went viral of me with my scuba tank at Wegmans?
No. Okay. Oh.
Okay. Well, we'll put that up on the page.
Yeah. All right, kids. Well, this has been fun. That went quick.
Did we not talk about our topics again?
Oh, but you know, with Jenny Ketchum. So the thing with that is, so on top of, you can go check the sex worker show out. When is it being dropped?
James, you're dropping it whenever you want to.
It'll be out tomorrow.
Yay. Okay.
So tomorrow it'll be out tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. So tomorrow at 7. Also, if you check up on our YouTube channel, which you can go subscribe to at youtube.com/unsosoradio, the Jake Pentland Show, old rewinds of that, which is still crazy, like relevant to today's time. He had an interview with Jenny Ketchum. You can check out, which was fantastic. And then you can catch out. What can I speak?
Catch up with all of his old shows on our YouTube channel.
I just can't be bothered. So yeah, you could check out all his old interviews. His mom calling and screaming at him's out there. It's pretty good. His first, second, third interview or shows are up there. Go check them out. They're pretty good.
Yeah, they're actually fantastic. It'll be up tomorrow. So
yeah,
excellent. And will we try and stream it live as well once it's published on YouTube? Like play it as a live video through Facebook.
What?
We can do that because you know Jeffrey's obsessed with live videos now. You know, like broadcast it live.
They will be shared on our Facebook page.
Okay.
Facebook.com/ My Uncensored Radio.
No, he's talking about the sex worker shit, right?
Yeah. How to, like, you know, you can broadcast a video that's on YouTube but live through Facebook. It's possible.
I'm making more work for you. We'll figure out how that's possible. And
okay. Like Jeffrey's face. He's
like, make it work. One way or another.
Look at Luke. He's all mad. He's like,
Jaluk. Oh, yes. You already have it uploaded. Never mind. We're good.
Yeah.
Make sure you're following us on all of our social medias, Twitter and Instagram at LiveUCR.
You think you would have had that, like, you know, after you got it pounded out this morning, got that kitty punch, man. Like, you'd be a little.
Oh, let's run the credits. Roll those credits, okay?
Good night, everyone.
Bye.